This is Geek of the Week, the magazine, Series 2, 11104, Identification. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, Professional IT for Everyone, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. One of the benefits of entering Dave Ramsey's Christmas Cash giveaway is a subscription to his newsletter.
Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tip ticks and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now.
In case you're not aware of it, Dave Ramsey is a media giant. He's responsible for the creation of his radio show, submits a weekly newspaper effort, Dave says, launches at least 10 to 12 podcasts each week, and has a weekly newsletter. His latest effort includes, and here I quote, 21 ways to save at local restaurants, end of quote. Dave will be the first to tell you that most of his staff creates digital content. It's what they do best, but sometimes they miss the mark. They just don't have enough experience. As a writer, I personally object to number 17. And here I quote, "Prioritize outings based on your plans," end of quote. To begin with, there's no such word in the English language as prioritize. Second, if you have a plan, you've already created a priority. Our reaction to COVID has hit the hospitality industry hardest, especially local restaurants. At my local Mickey D's, the senior senate is history, along with all-day breakfast items. Other local choke-and-pukes were forced into a drive-through only mode, and marginal locations disappeared from our local scene. At another local establishment, they pared down the menu and eliminated the slower items. For most of the franchise locations, the, quote, senior menu, end of quote, is history. Locally, you still see signs, "Be nice to the servers who showed up today. Good help is still at a premium." Otherwise, Dave Ramsey's writer makes sense. As a practical matter, nearby restaurants which I visit regularly will let my family order from the luncheon menu if it's not too busy. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. My bookshelf is groaning again. I'm trying to churn my way through too much content. So let me tell you about a few of them. Another book about the Pacific, Shattered Sword, The Untold Story of the Battle of Midway. This book has two disadvantages. It's way too thick, Herr Mozart, and tells the story of Midway from the Japanese side. For this reader, the worst kind of revisionist history. The Pacific Campaign, World War II, the U.S.-Japanese Naval War, 1941-1945, is a compendium of the naval campaign in the Pacific during World War II. Unlike Shattered Sword, the Pacific Campaign is a familiar story, but it's told well. I skimmed through this book reading stories about Guadalcanal, Coral Sea, and Midway, with a side excursion to Adak in the Aleutians. That Japanese attack was a sideshow for Midway. Within the telling of the Guadalcanal story, there's an overlap of Pacific commands, which MacArthur, commander of Southwest Pacific Area, felt bummed out about, to use a modern expression.
This is Lily Hudson from lilyhudson.com with your healthy eating tip of the week. When you catch yourself eating too fast, take a deep breath and slow down. Remember, I told you a long time ago about putting your fork down before you chew. That will help you slow down. If you've forgotten that tip, try it now. Put your fork down before you chew and enjoy your food. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com. Call me now at 615-319-5603. 615-319-5603. slenderstrongandfit.com.
Currently, I'm working through 5 Days in Philadelphia, copyright 2005, a history of the presidential campaign of 1940. And although I was only 3 years old, many of the players were around for the 1948 election, except, of course, the two main players, FDR and Wendell Willkie. It's an interesting read, but has a problem for this writer's understanding of the nomination process is flawed. The presidential nomination process does not belong to the people of the United States. It's a function of our two-party system. In vogue at the time was nomination by political convention. Yes, there were a few states which held primaries. At stake were pledged delegates to the party's national conventions. Candidates could not enter primaries. The majority of the 48 states used the convention method of selecting delegates to their party's national convention, usually held in a major eastern city. One of the decisive factors in convening both major party conventions in Philadelphia that year, 1948, was that the ability for two of the three then-young television networks, NBC and CBS, to telecast for the first time live gavel-to-gavel coverage along the East Coast. Only a few minutes of kinescope film have survived from these historic live television broadcasts. Thank you, Wikipedia. FYI, kinescope, shortened to kinny, also known as telerecording in Britain, is a recording of a television program on motion picture film directly through a lens focused on the screen of a video monitor. Thanks again, Wikipedia. Previously, I've reviewed the book about that election, 1948. Back to 5 Days in Philadelphia, this modern writer violates Doris Kearns Goodwin writing rule one. And here I quote, "You must write history as if you don't know the outcome." End of quote. Political conventions were designed to circumvent the man on the white horse syndrome. Managed conventions didn't become the norm until 1960. As Joseph Kennedy famously remarked, "Jack, I don't mind financing your effort. I just won't fund a landslide." End of quote. The election is over, and the pundits are scurrying for cover to explain the red wave, which wasn't. It's axiomatic that the party of the president takes a beating in the midterms, usually in the House, but sometimes in the Senate. It's been a mystery to me just what motivates senatorial concerns. I just can't picture Fetterman as a senator. He looks more like a thug. As a practical matter, Chuck Schumer may look like a senator, but he's a dunce. In my precinct, early voting was a big success. The concept was created to increase turnout. By the third day, my box had counted more than 3,000 votes. It seems like the majority of those ballots were cast by those in the under 40 crowd. It's pretty much the same all over. Younger voters are going to the polls, and they're making a difference in many states. Take Georgia, for instance. In two successive elections, a statistical tie for a Senate seat. In 2020, a tie in two Senate races. Senatorial terms are 6 years, designed so that no state elects both senators in the same cycle. It happened in Georgia because a senator died in office, and Georgia law requires an election to fulfill, and here I quote, the stub term, end of quote. In Tennessee, for example, the governor makes an interim appointment. P.S., he can appoint himself, as one governor did. More election news. Arizona, a state which in 2020 reported results that evening, in 2022 is taking 10 days to count the results with no massive mail-in votes. Experience is a hard teacher because she gives the test first, the lesson afterwards. Vernon Sanders Law. This has been Geek of the Week, the magazine, Series 1, 11104 identification.